I don't think that TikTok's going to end up going anywhere. But just in case, if you're following us on TikTok, make sure you follow us on all our other social media platforms, just as a precaution. At the Cigar Guys, Twitter, Instagram, all that jazz. LinkedIn, for you business people. We want to know every time you get promoted, every time you get a raise.
Congratulations.
Awesome.
You are tuning in to the Cigar Guys podcast, where aficionados and newcomers alike gather to explore the vast cigar universe. Meet your hosts, Alexander Gonzalez, Mark Nikolai, his big little brother Zachary Nikolai, and Jared Burrows. So sit back, light up, and let's get the conversation started.
Welcome back to another episode of The Cigar Guys. Today is a very special day. It is our St. Patrick's Day special.
So you know we're drinking whiskey.
We should be drinking scotch.
Thank you, Zach. That's exactly what I was going to say. Pass the monkey shoulder, bro.
A scotch is a type of whiskey.
Yes, but a bourbon is a type of whiskey also, so it could have been very vague.
Why don't we have Irish whiskey?
The joke was supposed to be, it's St. Patrick's Day, there's only one thing you're supposed to smoke or drink on St. Patrick's Day, and that's scotch. That was the joke.
What about Irish whiskey?
But you ruined it. That's not funny.
Yeah, but it's like...
Did you bring Jameson this time? A little JMO?
We should have brought
little JMO.
Irish whiskey would make sense. Therefore, it's not funny.
Well, so why is... So, what?
You got it, right, Zach?
We all got it.
I don't know.
You made the joke.
Did we celebrate this last year? I don't remember
us doing this. Where is Scotch from?
Scotland.
What is St. Patrick's Day from?
Ireland.
Okay.
Oh.
What were you saying, Jared?
The queen took over Ireland.
I think this one's a little rough because we didn't film one last year. Did we film one last year for St. Patrick's Day? I don't think we did.
No, I don't think we did.
That's why he didn't get the joke.
I was too busy getting Mark? Fucked up.
We're smoking green cigars. Most of us. I'm smoking. Hey,
he's like, are you okay?
He just broke that glass.
Why are you laughing?
He chipped the glass.
Oh my god.
I wouldn't even drink that.
I feel like our introductions are getting more and more chaotic.
Oh, it has the Albanian flag on there. I mean, eagle on there too. Why'd you do that?
Actually, I'm gonna be. you think I meant to do this? So anyway,
can you still drink out of it? It's glass.
somebody else take this. Yeah.
I don't think you need any.
Use it as a weapon. What are you doing?
Can you pour me some?
Dear God. Funny, Zach. Oh my God. Okay, so.
Wow.
It's St. Patrick's Day. Green's the color or something like that. Mark, what are you smoking?
I'm smoking a Corona Cigar Company cigar. This is a double Corona Candela.
Wow. Interesting.
I picked it because it's got a green wrapper.
Oh, I get it. What are you smoking, Jared?
Actually, I don't know.
Shocker.
Aldino Julio R. Herrera.
Can you tell me the color of that wrapper?
I believe it's green.
Jared went no because he's colorblind.
He was told it was green.
But am I right, though?
Well, you are, yeah.
Okay, but, Mom.
He said, someone pick out the green one. What are you smoking?
I am smoking the Villager TAA exclusive.
that will never not be funny.
Interesting.
This is a 2023 edition. Mm. It's not a green cigar, but it's got a green band on it.
Mm.
So I'll take it. And back to you.
I win this one. It's called The Shamrock Filthy Hooligan by Alec Bradley. It's got a three-leaf clover. They should have went with a four-leaf clover. But it's a barber pole of Candela, Connecticut, and either probably Habano or something like that. But very St. Patrick's Day themed, so I'm going to light this up. Apparently, everyone's been smoking this, so I figured one of us should hop on the bandwagon and smoke it in honor of St. Patrick's Day.
You said everyone's been smoking it? We only bought one?
I can see the glass in there.
Bro, what are you talking about?
Zach was looking at the...
No, not you. Jared.
You said everyone's smoking it.
Who's everyone? Can you name them all?
No. Yeah, Alex. I'm sure some guy named Jerry out there is smoking it. Connor McGregor.
I lost my train of thought. But
probably some Irish guy.
Since tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day, technically, when you're watching this, what events do we got going on? I want to start with that first. I know that there's going to be a... I was going to say there's a St. Patrick's Day event going on in New Smyrna, but that's technically Friday, so too bad by the time you're watching this. I don't know what else is going on. Do you know what's going on for St. Patrick's Day as far as events
church. Church. St. Patrick used to be a bishop and later became a saint. So I will be attending Mass.
Good.
Drinking it up there?
Well, some wine, probably.
Some body and blood of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I think there's a... isn't Grafton doing something?
Yeah, after church, Grafton is doing a St. Patrick's Day party. I don't know what time it is. It's in Lake Mary.
I just got an email for that before I came here.
I legit almost put this lit end in my mouth.
I'm sure Stanford's doing something.
Yeah, you got stuff going on.
I feel like, I don't know, maybe just because we're getting older now. But I feel like more people used to go out on St. Patrick's Day.
Well, definitely.
There also used to be a lot more events in our area.
Mm. Yeah, that's true.
We used to have the block party between Dexter's and Liam's.
Too many people have been getting murked, let's be honest. Yeah. Especially in downtown Orlando.
Yeah, I don't fuck with downtown Orlando anymore.
We don't do that. Shout out to Cigar Hustler for hosting the Besa Cigar Cut and Light last night. Great event. If you weren't there, you missed out. But you can go get Besa cigars at Cigar Hustler all the time, any day of the week, as long as they're open. So go check out Cigar Hustler Deltona. Pick up some Besa cigars. Tell them the Cigar Guy sent you. Anyway.
And make sure you look at our Instagram and find out who won the watch.
True. We gave away a watch last night to one lucky winner. But you got to go to our Instagram, at the Cigar Guys, and see what's up. See who won. If it was you, congratulations. If it wasn't you, next time. Be on the lookout for our next giveaway.
It's a pretty cool watch, too.
It is. It is very cool.
Very tactical.
I guess. Pretty tactical. It's of the tactical origin, you may say.
What's the name of the watch company?
Ballast. Ballast? Ballast?
Oh, okay.
I don't know how it's pronounced. But
Ballast?
Ballast. That sounds good.
That does sound good,
I like that. Let's go with that.
Guess it, Ballast.
Ballaste.
What do you think, it's French or something?
Ballast.
This guy goes to France one time.
Dude, I'm never going back. I'm never going back to Paris. Let's be specific. I don't care. I'll fly into any airport that's not the Paris airport.
Was it bad? Like, what was bad about it?
If you watch the podcast,
I was going to say, we definitely talked about this.
Actually, it wasn't our podcast. It was another podcast, but...
This is true. This was the Cigar Hustler podcast. Wow. Okay, enough shout outs.
I'm pretty sure we talked about it on our podcast.
Pretty sure we did.
I got short-term memory.
I think you and Jared... No, you have short-term memory. Jared just doesn't listen.
What do you mean? What?
My point exactly. What?
Can you repeat that?
We'll be interviewing someone. We'll be interviewing someone, and then we'll ask and answer a question, and then 5 minutes later, Jared's like, yeah, so anyway, and he'll say the same exact question again. True story.
You show me that clip, and I'll believe you.
I will after this.
Sounds good.
So another shout-out to Besa Cigars. I hear they're starting pre-orders on their Maduro.
Are they?
They will be.
Do we know anything about this alleged Maduro that's being... released?
It's going to be fantastic. It's coming from Besa Cigar, so yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Any details, though?
On the record? No. Off the record? It's a nice, full-bodied smoke. Yeah.
That's it.
That's
San Andreas wrapper.
Oh, okay.
Yo, you weren't supposed to say that part.
It's on the website, bro.
Make sure you go check it out.
BesaCigar.com, Mexican San Andreas wrapper with a Sumatra binder And the filler is of Nicaraguan and Dominican origin, but the filler has been finagled with to give you an absolute full body experience. And when I mean full body, I don't mean this is a full body cigar. I mean holy cow.
I don't know about holy cow. Maybe for you, but
compared to a lot of full body cigars, yes.
I mean, like, it's pretty full body, yeah, but is it like the fullest of bodies?
No, it's not the fullest of bodies, because if it was, it'd be disgusting. But like, we've like given it,
it's not like, if it was a person, it wouldn't be like obese, but it would be like pretty fat, you know, like full body.
All I'm saying is we've given it to people who smoke full body cigars regularly, and they've said that this is definitely a little bit.
Oh, for sure. For up. Sure. Yeah.
Okay. There you go. Glad we can all agree on something.
Yeah. Not for Jared, though.
Jared's a different animal.
Jared dips his cigars in nicotine.
They're like nicotine liquid or whatever, the nicotine extract. I believe it. That's the only way he can smoke the original base of cigar.
Basically, I chew on Zens while smoking full body to really dark.
He wakes up in the morning, Maduros. Pops a Zen, and then he spits it all the saliva he spits into a bottle, and then he uses that to put on his cigars.
Ew.
All on an empty stomach while drinking coffee.
After fasting for 14 days.
Yeah. Man.
This is actually one of life's great mysteries, is how does Jared not eat for 2+ weeks and still smoke like 3 to 5 cigars a day? I don't think I could do it.
I think once your body gets used to it.
I don't know.
That's tough. I mean, I skip a meal and smoke and I'm like struggling, especially if it's a full body cigar.
Yeah, that's most people. I would think.
Yeah, I mean, if I smoke a Connecticut without eating, I'm fine in the morning.
Well, yeah, but a Connecticut, you know, I mean, that's like smelling a full body cigar. Smoking.
Yeah, that's true. You get a whiff of a full body cigar, you're like, oh, I'm buzzed.
How do you like that cigar, Jared?
I don't know. Tastes weird. Very light. Ash is pretty nice, though.
Does it taste like grass?
Or ass.
I would say the leaf that we smoked last week was way worse, but...
Really?
Yeah.
Usually leaf makes some good stuff.
The cigar or the actual leaf?
I didn't smoke the leaf.
Oh. That's unfortunate. What do you think yours?
You know, it's not the worst thing I've smoked.
Really?
Yeah.
You got a long way to go, too.
Not the best, not the worst.
Okay. Makes sense. What about you, the only guy who's not smoking anything related to a Candela?
I respect myself too much to do that.
Let's go back to episode number... I don't remember the episode, but the one that they deleted off YouTube. Never mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I thought.
It's still on Spotify. Ultimate Guide to Cigar Wrappers.
This is actually pretty good.
And we have it locally. But yeah.
This is pretty good. I like it. Yeah, it's good smoke. It's nice. I'd say like, I don't know, medium. Medium
what
body.
What was the name of it again?
It's a Villager TAA exclusive.
Nice.
Yeah.
Mine's...
Not to be confused with TWA. TAA.
Or
kind of like AAA.
Oh.
Yeah.
Isn't a W? Never mind.
It's two a W. U's. Yeah, it's double U's. Yeah.
Depends on how you write it.
Well, it could be double
V. It could be double V. Yeah. Why is it not a double V?
Because traditionally, the way it was written, I think. I don't know. I was making it up.
I mean, that might make sense, actually. Cursive?
You guys ever seen Russian cursive?
Isn't it just Russian?
No. What?
Yeah, it looks like just like a bunch of M's and N's.
Yeah. It's like, I don't know how they tell the difference.
I don't know.
How's your cigar?
Considering it's only 33% Candela, it's actually not bad. It's definitely...
Can you taste the Candela? Or is it like kind of mashed?
I mean, I don't know. Let's see. I don't really taste Candela. It tastes more like a...
Habano?
I think it tastes mostly like a Connecticut. As of right now. It's definitely got some spice on the retro, though. I'd say it's medium plus, maybe.
Really? This is super light body.
Yeah. But tastes good. I'll get into the flavors in a little bit. But
Jared Scandella seems to be smoking pretty well, though. I feel like usually, like...
Well, I mean, they make great cigars. Like, quality's good.
They're strong wrappers, so...
Flavor,
yeah, actually, yeah.
I feel like they're not as brittle as other wrappers.
Well, they're not as, like, ripe as most other wrappers, if that makes sense. Obviously, yeah. You know, so they're probably a little stronger.
I smoked this other cigar the other day, and it was like a random stick in my humidor, no band or anything.
I thought it was broken.
I think it was Habano, but the wrapper was so fragile on that thing.
Hmm. Like Habano, you said?
Yeah.
Wow.
Maybe. Might have been it. Looked a little lighter, but.
Hmm. That was good. Anyway, I lost my train of thought. I was going to say something, but.
Should have got Conor McGregor on here.
He said next year. Oh, he couldn't make it this year.
That makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense.
He said we'd have to record it like a few weeks before St. Patrick's Day.
Makes sense. You know, he's a busy guy.
Yeah. He's got like a...
We should have hit him up for some Proper 12.
True. Well, I was just going to say he's got like Proper 12 tours and like, you know, going to different bars and stuff. You know, since he hasn't... When's the last time he fought? When's the last time you've seen anything from him?
Last time I heard anything of him, he was in a bar in Oviedo promoting his whiskey.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, that's my point. Right.
Yeah, super random. He didn't even promote it. He just showed up.
Oviedo is one of those places where it's like a lot of people actually end up going. But because
of UCF.
That's true. Yeah. That's true.
You know, UCF is one of the biggest universities in America.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Population-wise, too. Like, what are they?
Yeah, like 80,000 students.
Are they that high now?
Yeah, but I think 60,000 are okay, in person. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the other 20 are online.
That's still a crazy amount in person.
Yeah. You would think that it'd be like way more online and then, you know, less in campus, but
that's speaking crazy, of schools, it? Are we ever going to charge tuition for Cigar University?
Maybe.
You ever heard of that school WGU?
No.
It's like a fast-paced college. Like people get their degrees in like 2 years.
But is it accredited?
Yeah.
I've heard of it, yeah.
I mean, you could do that at UCF. You could do like, was it 6 or 8 week courses?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's like self-paced courses. And as soon as you finish one, you move on to another.
Oh,
one.
Really?
Oh, yeah. But if you leave it, those credits go away. They don't count as anything.
Dang. That's rough.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You think about doing it?
No.
Okay.
School? No.
I mean, it's super cheap too. I think it's like $5,000 or $6,000 to finish it.
Oh, for the whole thing?
Yeah,
that's not bad at all. Low overhead?
Yeah, I think mine was like $6,000 a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So in theory, if we paid less but did more schoolwork faster, we could have graduated in like less than a year instead of 4 years.
2 years.
2 years. Oh, well, I mean, however, it's still faster. I mean, however fast.
Yeah.
Some people will finish a course in like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Because you could test that. You can also test out of a course.
I mean, we have these all these certifications you can get online for $50 or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Doesn't really mean much, though.
But I'm saying that's kind of where like school might be heading.
Yeah. That's where it should.
You get to learn specifically what you want to do. So you learn more instead of diverting all your knowledge to, you know, useless things like math and science. Which have been so skewed anyway.
Even when you graduate, like you still need to take certification courses, you know, which these courses range from anywhere $300 to $1,200, whatever.
Is this because you didn't learn anything in actual college that you had to take more classes in order to actually learn what you're doing? That answers my question.
Maybe.
Isn't that what summer school is for?
That's when you get in trouble.
Well, it's more to like for specialized stuff. I mean, you know, you could take like Linux Plus, where like it certifies, you know, a decent amount of knowledge in Linux. Or you could get like an administrator cert or VMware. Like there's a bunch of different certs that like a position may require. But usually they'll pay for it. Like if you went to school for 4 years, then they'll pay for you to do it usually. But if you didn't and you got the job anyway, like... You know, you either had those certs already or, you know, you got to get them within like a 6-month span.
So for Cigar University, we need like Cigar Plus, Cigar Plus Plus, Cigar Plus Plus Plus.
What does that even mean, though?
Just like their Security Plus.
Wouldn't this just be like a cigar sommelier class?
We should do like a blend your own cigar box with like a couple different leaves in there. Like talk about like how to taste them, things like that. That'd be cool. That'd be
I think
cool,
like, there's actually, box. Yeah.
I would actually buy that. Like if you sold like a, if we sold like a build your own Besa box.
Yeah.
And you actually roll it. And you get a discount if I like actually like film myself rolling a Besa and then put it on like long, you know, online.
Oh, that's smart.
You know?
So would you get a discount for next time?
Well, yeah. I mean, ideally.
Or like a rebate.
Because they actually publish the content.
You get a discount on the cigars. Like if you want to like on the basic cigars.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah.
Just an idea. Just throwing out a little idea.
Yeah.
Just a little one.
Cigar University. Buy the cigar, guys.
Somebody's going to take that. Cigars Daily? Don't you fucking think about it.
I think Cigar University already is a thing. I just don't know the details about it.
Oh, I was talking about my cigar box idea thing.
Oh. Well, I was going to say, like, you know, Aganorsa Leaf does their whole, like, tasting the leaves sort of thing.
That's where I got that idea.
I guess J.C. Newman is doing that, too, and I think they're doing it for consumers, like, to purchase or whatever. So, yeah, I mean, that would be one step ahead. Or one step further. Get everything you need, filler, binder, wrapper.
Yeah, have it pre-cut so they don't have to cut it.
Yeah. Different levels. You want it pre-cut. You want the full thing.
Pre-rolled.
Yeah. We do sell pre-rolled cigars, guys. Basiscigar.com.
We have a pre-rolled blend that you can buy.
Okay.
Do-it-yourself pre-rolled kit.
Okay. So there's actually a Tobacconist University, TU. Is an independent academic institution that educates, certifies, and promotes retail and tobacco. So, yeah.
Well, maybe we'll see if we could accredit them this way. There's some sort of accreditation.
Would you just try to get UCF to let us do a class?
It's a public university, so maybe Rollins.
True. That would make sense, too.
How many credits would they get? Like, what, just one? Like, as a lab class?
I think it should be a part of the business school, and then we say, like, listen, you're going into business. What do businessmen do? They smoke cigars. Big business, CEOs, executives. Go to the cigar lounge. That's where you meet all the big business people.
See, I think you could do both. I think you could do a lab and you could do an in-person class.
So 3 credits and the lab is just 1 credit?
Yeah, lab will be 1 or 2, you know. This way it's like, hey, your class, you learn about everything. And then your lab.
It's us just showing.
It's, yeah. Well, it's showing them how to roll a cigar. It's showing them the different blends, you know.
Well, I mean, think about it. The business degree in itself is mainly BS anyway. Why not just throw a cigar course in there? It's probably going to teach you more than most of the classes anyway.
Exactly.
Thank you.
It is a BS. It's a bachelor's in science.
That's what I'm saying. We can make it a BCS. Bachelor of Cigar Science.
Facts. I mean, Gary's thinking real hard about this.
Anything is possible.
I'm trying to think of the lab. Like, one lab would be rolling. One lab would be smoking.
So the lab would be like experiencing the leaves. So you could do like, you know, smoking each individual leaf, like, you know, kind of like what Aganorsa Leaf does. And then you could do, yeah, like the rolling, bunching, binding, and then the rolling, and then the mold. Come back in 2 weeks and then, or come back next week for the lab, and then your cigars will be ready.
Yeah, and we could have like golf labs, right? Mm. Where we go golfing, we show the difference in smoking inside versus outside.
Oh.
Then we can have, you know, North Carolina lab, where it's like we go to North Carolina in the cold and we're like, hey, listen, this changes the flavor of the cigar. It changes how you smoke it.
Oh, facts, facts.
Good point. And then you could do a Long Ash lab.
Yeah, Long Ash, yeah.
Learn about how to maintain the construction on your cigar.
Mm. What about other things like build your own humidor? You start at the very first lab. It has to work.
Or you fail.
Yeah, because your cigars
would
go bad.
Would this be like a part of woodworking?
Potentially.
Hmm. Yeah, and it could be like a woodworking elective.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we could do like a networking.
The final exams, they have to smoke a Woody.
Whoever lasts the longest gets an A.
Whoever quits first gets an F.
You do it by like how many hours. So if you make it, let's say average is 8 hours.
If you smoke it in 1 hour, you get an A plus. If you smoke it in two, you get an A minus.
Let's say 10 hours. Let's just say 10 hours is the average. And then you go up by percentage. So if you go 1 hour, that's a 10% grade. 2 hours is 20%. In order to pass, you got to get to at least, what, I guess college 70%?
Yeah.
60 or 70. I mean, it's an elective. We'll say 60%. You get a D.
So yeah. UCF.
And you get an automatic F? A. That's a D. Well, it depends, but yeah, it's a...
At UCF, they have senior design projects where you have like a team of like four people. I'm pretty sure you did this.
And I designed a rocket.
But instead of engineering for the business side, if you design your own brand label for cigar, by the end of the quarter.
Cigar marketing.
Yeah, cigar marketing, branding.
This guy. He's got stinking.
Everything. But the actual completed project at the end, you don't have to sell it. You can sell it, but that would require licensing and stuff like that. But if you actually have a brand you built out, it would actually be very interesting.
Didn't Corona start with a college project?
As a college project? Supposedly, yeah. It was like a college.
Like a capstone, yeah.
Yeah. We would be the second university to teach you how to actually start a business in real time. I won't mention the first one.
That's a big stem.
Sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
Little twig, you know.
It's like a fucking tree. You probably smoke that thing.
That's an... smoking the stem instead of smoking the leaf.
Probably drawing way better now.
That boy's blowing O's.
How's my cigar tasting?
Blowing O?
No.
How's my cigar tasting? Is it tasting pretty good?
I don't know how blow O's. Yeah, it is tasting pretty good.
I blew a little one on.
Although I just got like a huge hit of like cocoa.
Ooh. You unlocked a new flavor.
Oh, that's another thing too. Like picking up on the flavor notes, the yeah. Science of flavor notes.
I was going to ask you about that. Have you hid cigars in the lab? You know, like a Candela. Maybe that's too obvious.
Hid cigars?
Yeah, like you just like we did this on like episode four. No, not hit, well, like it's just like in a bag.
Oh, blind taste test.
Yeah, blind taste test, something like that. Do you really know your stuff? Like,
oh, we should do that. That'd be a good idea. Do that for a video.
Like the first lab of the university.
Do what?
In the very last class of the university.
Blindfold.
Oh,
smoke a cigar, and you gotta say if it's, you know, you have parameters.
We have talked about this, yeah.
Candela, Habano, yeah. Connecticut, and Maduro.
Yeah, if you throw Candela in there, you have to blindfold yourself because, you know.
Yeah, you have to blindfold yourself for all of them, anyways, because you can just kind of.
Not Jared. We can just. Jared can go without the blindfold.
Even with the green one.
No, but yeah, that's, yeah, exactly. So you have, we could use 1102 house blends, for example. Do Maduro, Habano, Connecticut. That's probably too easy. So maybe we could do like, okay, that would be the first level. You do like Habano, Connecticut, Maduro, those different ones. Then the next step would be like Habano, Corojo, Criollo. Like those are all very similar.
Yeah, that'd be harder. Broadly versus San Andreas.
Yeah, stuff like that. Exactly.
Yeah.
Different stages.
Pennsylvania, Connecticut versus.
Ooh. Pennsylvania broadleaf versus Connecticut broadleaf. We'll pretend you meant to say that.
No.
Yo, you cut the U.S. and United... Whoa, can't speak. You cut the United States in half, east to west. Who would win?
That's so easy, bro.
East.
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 You got Florida. That's all you need. Oh, but they have Texas.
Well, they'd have half of Texas.
Oh,
and it's not even the good half.
I don't know, man, but they got all those. Never mind.
But the majority of the population in the United States resides on the East Coast, so you'd win by default.
That's not true.
Not necessarily.
That is.
Well, Florida's the second biggest state.
And you already have half Texas and you have New York. So
no, I'm not disagreeing. You're right. Majority of the population is on the East side. But, you know, just because you have the majority of the population doesn't mean that you're going to win. Skanderbeg, 800 to whatever. What are the odds?
I'm just saying, aliens? If you,
I don't know,
you have most of people in most of the gun states, it's already won.
I mean, the problem with the West Coast is the three most West states suck anyway. So, like, what do they mean?
They have no guns.
And that's where most of the population
is. That's what I'm saying. So, those aren't gun states, I believe. So,
no, of course not.
hand-to-hand combat.
It'd still be the East.
Yeah, I saw someone on TikTok said that the West would win. And I saw that, too. Everyone's like, what? No.
Yeah.
Well, you got us, you got Alabama.
Yeah, population is an issue. Geography is also an issue. Because there's just a whole mountain range between the West.
I do want to point out, East Coast's got all of the military defense sites, so, you know.
True.
Yeah, you got to take that. You can't put that into account. Just like people, you know.
Why can't you put it into account?
It's just like, well.
You mean, you're saying just citizens?
Yeah.
Okay.
But if you look at it like that, like, I'm sure, like, there's more nuclear bombs, like, in the middle of nowhere, you know? I guess that would be West Coast, too. Oh, yeah, we're fucked.
Yeah, but, I mean, one nuke on Yellowstone. I mean, the whole West Coast is done.
I think we'd be done, too.
No, actually, if you look at the map, I think Florida is, like, good, most of Florida, and then most of, like, Maine, New York, Delaware, whatever.
I just realized you changed your name tag.
I did. What does it say now on the bus? Yeah.
There you go. That makes more sense. But yeah, East Coast would definitely sweep the West Coast. No problem.
North and South.
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 Well, North already won once.
They're 1-0.
Rematch.
Whoa,
for different reasons. For different reasons. Just for bragging rights. I think it'd have to go to the South.
All right. I was playing this guy from the UK on chess, or from British or whatever. And
from British?
Whatever. From Britain, Great Britain, whatever. So
please tell me you won.
So I blundered and I lost the rook. And he was like, you dumb American, you're going to lose, stupid American. And anyways, before I checkmated him, I was like, so yeah, I'll beat you like we did the Revolutionary War.
Amazing.
Did you add him as a friend afterwards?
No.
Could you send him pictures?
No.
Dang. So you say you should have took like some tea and just dumped it in the sink.
What's your like win-loss ratio or what's your total wins on the app?
I don't know. I mean, my score now is like 980.
What's your KD, bro?
I probably beat like three people to loss.
That's pretty good.
It just depends, really. You know, it's not -2 losses, you know.
Let's talk about this, though. The UK, what is going on over there with their geography? You got the UK, the United Kingdom. You got England. You got Ireland.
Are they different?
And you got North Ireland.
Is England and the UK different?
Yes. So, the UK is a country made up of countries.
Okay.
The United Kingdom is made up of England, Ireland, and North Ireland. And I think, like, Wales or something. No.
And they're all within, like, 2 hours of each other.
Probably less.
Yeah.
So, the UK is a country made up of, like, 3 or 4 different countries.
Isn't it kind of crazy that our states are bigger than, like, a lot of the countries over there?
Yes.
Yeah, and I love when Europeans come down and they're like flying to Miami and they're like, oh yeah, we're gonna drive up to New York tomorrow, we're gonna go visit California the next day. It's like, whoa, how are you gonna do all that? Like, oh, we're just gonna drive.
Yeah, Florida's like, bigger than your country.
Yeah, you drive to Orlando from Miami, it's 4 hours. You drive to New York,
and they complain about driving to France.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen like numerous TikToks where, you know, someone was like, oh, I was in so and so, you know, it's right next to where you are. And they're like, right next to you? That's like 1.5 hours away. And he's like, yeah, that's right next to.
Speaking of TikTok, this conversation is coming back. The TikTok ban.
Yeah, it's not really a ban. They would just have to sell it.
Well, if they don't sell it, then it would be a ban.
Yeah, but they're going to sell it. They're not going to give away all that cash.
Is it really a nationality thing, or could they just have like a, I mean, I think they already have this now. They only have a foreign entity in the United States.
But he's from Singapore.
I know, but you can
see. So they claim that the Chinese owns a big percentage of TikTok.
Isn't that true, though?
Yes. ByteDance owns TikTok.
Right. So that's what they're talking about. They would have to sell their portion to the United States.
Yeah.
To be honest, I kind of don't see anything wrong with that because, you know, if someone from the U.S., like we'll use Disney as an example, opens up something in China, right? China has to have 51% of whatever they open.
Mm-hmm.
Like when Disney World opened up over there, you know, they had to give away 51% of their business to China.
So with your example, they ByteDance would still own 49%.
No, well, they have to give the whole thing, I think.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah. Oh, they would probably just separate the companies. So.
Well, originally they were saying like, okay, there's going to be a U.S. entity that's separate from
like, doesn't Oracle own part of it?
Original entity.
I don't think Oracle. So.
I'm pretty sure Oracle was in talks of buying it when this first round was going on.
I don't know.
I don't know if that went through.
I mean, I could see them buying it. Oracle, like, runs the industry.
Yeah. Couldn't tell you. My concern is...
Oh, Oracle is taking over U.S. data storage in 2022. That happened.
They took over what?
You mean as a leader?
Their data storage, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, but they're still, like, ways in. I mean, you could have... You know, I could own data storage and they have to be able to access it. You know what I mean? So yeah. Just because I'm owning it.
I don't think that TikTok's going to end up going anywhere. But just in case, if you're following us on TikTok, make sure you follow us on all our other social media platforms. Just as a precaution. At the Cigar Guys, Twitter, Instagram, all that jazz. LinkedIn for you business people. We want to know every time you get promoted, every time you get a raise.
Congratulations.
Awesome.
Haven't talked in a while.
Our LinkedIn pops out sometimes.
I was going to say, when Alex first started posting on LinkedIn, I was kind of like, the traction slowly building up and we have all the automated articles like that. You know, it's pretty happening.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah. LinkedIn is popping.
LinkedIn is popping.
Mark occasionally messages me on LinkedIn.
What's crazy is... For our website, LinkedIn is our second best referral source. Can you guess what the first one is?
Google.
I was looking at Jared for a reason because I talked to you about this.
I thought it was me going from my personal website to...
No, so yeah, the Google search engine, the search results is our number one referral source right now.
Shout out my boy Google.
Yo, give Jared his job back.
Wrongfully terminated.
My 1 year is up, actually, so.
Oh, is it, like, possible to go back?
Yeah.
Oh.
Without having to pay him back.
Get the what? Oh, without having to
pay. You got to sign something.
When you...
Yeah, shout out to Google, though. Better than Yelp. You know, I know Yelp's not a search engine, but with those reviews and stuff.
What about Bing, bro?
Yo, Bing could Bing their way out of here, dude.
Never heard of them. Imagine using Bing.
Yo, it's like Yahoo News, bro.
Yahoo News is the biggest contradicting term ever.
You know what Yahoo's good for? The only thing they're good for?
What?
Their finance app.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Their stock app is like really good.
Yeah. Actually, their news used to be really good too.
I think what happens is like when a company gets so big and there's so much competition out there, you end up kind of gravitating towards one specific thing that you're really good at.
Well, Yahoo, it used to be the news. They used to be like known for the news.
Right. But not really anymore.
Nah, yeah. They messed
it's
that
like
up.
It's like you open up, I don't know. Some people have Yahoo as their like first page when you open up whatever. And you see the news articles and then you go, okay, Google.
Well, they used to have their own live news network. When I was working at Yahoo, they still had that. I worked at Yahoo before they sold. So.
Yeah.
And their esports app is pretty big, too.
Let me get the rest of the Havana Club.
You love this rum.
Only one I'll be drinking. Besides that one that Willie gave us to pair with the La Aurora, that was really good.
That was really good, yeah.
Yeah. Similar to a... I would say that's like the bourbon of rums, if that makes sense.
Might as well just kill it.
It looks, yeah, I guess. Sorry.
I was getting drunk today.
I thought that was a lot less than what it actually was, but that's okay.
Yeah.
I bought it. I imported it. I smuggled this in. You didn't catch me. freaking TSA. Look at this. This is contraband.
I don't think it is. I think you're allowed to bring it in.
Technically, no. I looked it up. He said, did you bring back any liquor? I said, whiskey.
But you can't bring back rum?
No, this is Cuban rum. It's like bringing back Cuban cigars. You're technically not allowed to bring back Cuban cigars. As of right now. The rules keep changing.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you could buy Cuban cigars at a duty-free store.
Yeah.
To bring back.
Yes. I don't know. Dude, the laws keep changing. All I gotta say is, you're not gonna stop me from bringing back my Cuban rum, and you're not gonna stop me from bringing back my Cuban cigars. I'm an American. I can do whatever I want. And my number one enemy right now is the Biden administration. Trump 2024.
Listen, much? No.
You saw RK.
I'm pro
American
industrial
baby.
Military complex. So you know.
Well, yeah.
Of course you are.
You saw RFK Jr. might be having Aaron Rodgers as his VP.
Let's talk about this. I saw that too.
That wouldn't make any sense.
Aaron Rodgers, and then the other guy was the former, I think, WWE wrestler. I forget his name. Those are the two big names.
There's no way.
That's gotta be misinformation, bro. That's gotta be them delegitimizing RFK.
It's gotta be. Unless, I mean, if we really did that, that wouldn't make any sense.
Because I think, like, people already view RFK, not some people view RFK as a illegitimate candidate, not a serious candidate. And that's just mainstream spin. So yeah. It's like, it wouldn't make sense for him to do that.
Yeah, he's already on the polls for a lot of swing states. He got Georgia. He got a couple other states too.
In a general election?
He's going to be on the ballot, yeah.
So so the polls are saying he would win a general election.
No, I'm saying that he's on the ballot now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't see why not. Mickey Mouse gets votes every election.
In a few more years, I'll be on the ballot.
If I had like three different IDs, I'd put your name in on one of them.
If you go to California, you don't need any ID.
There you go. Go vote every day.
Didn't they shut down, like, I think what California tried making, like, non-citizens, like, able to vote, and, like, courts shut it down right away? They're like, no. They could vote in city elections or state elections, but not in federal elections.
Yeah. Wasn't it some Chinese lady that was doing that?
I think so, yeah.
I'm pretty sure she wasn't even a U.S. citizen. She's, like, Chinese, and she's on, like, the committee for whatever.
Yeah. Like, yeah, and she tried pushing for that. I mean, you gotta be careful, you know. Chinese spies and, you know, Russian spies. Like, it's still a thing. You could be a full-born, you know, U.S. citizen and be a spy. Like, I read an article.
Happened last year, yeah.
Yeah, I read an article in Washington State at one of our Army bases. It was a Chinese guy that he was born and raised here, joined the military, and he got caught being a spy.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they play the long game.
It's like, it was called like a sleeper?
You're talking about sleeper cells?
I mean,
that's like more of a terrorist thing, but
sleeper agent, I think.
Sleeper agent. There you go.
Yeah. But like, a sleeper agent was always like rumored to be like, oh, you know, the crow, you know, speaks at midnight.
Yeah, that's not like, what it is.
Yeah.
There was that Russian like lady too.
Manchurian candidate.
There was that Russian redhead lady that was like a bunch of pictures with the NRA, and she was like a Russian spy.
Or like the Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
December. Car. Ode.
I mean, Maturing Care, there's a movie on that.
Yeah.
The exact same thing.
Would you get in trouble if you managed to somehow undercover a spy and, like, you citizen arrest them?
Well, what would you be arresting them for?
Being a spy. Like, you just fucking arrest them, take them to the FBI.
I think you have to report it.
Because I think, like, is it technically, like, hold on. Like, if I make a citizen's arrest on Jared for jaywalking, like, he committed a crime of jaywalking.
Yeah, but you wouldn't be able to do that because that's not an arrestable crime anyway.
Okay, so if I made an arrest for you for hit and run. That's an arrestable crime.
If you held me, yeah, I think you like hold me down. Yeah.
Okay. Can you? So is an arrest? Can you? Is it the same thing for like being a spy? Like, what defines being a spy as a crime? Is that like a federal crime? Is it a state crime? Like,
it's federal.
How does that work? Right.
Like, let's say you go to your buddy Yovokovich's house, right?
Why is his name not John?
And you see a bunch of spy shit. You're like, I'm reporting this guy.
Yeah, so you're reporting him, though. You're not, like, detaining him. I'm sure back at the Cold War,
sir, I'm going to be placing you under arrest. It's like, what? Who are you? I'm a U.S. citizen. I have my rights that I am taking away from you.
I'm sure that happened in the Cold War, like during the Cold War.
Listen, man, any spies, bro, we'll ship them off to Leavenworth. Got a federal prison over there.
Yeah,
or Guantanamo.
Nah, we reserved that for like Obama and Biden and Clinton.
What was it? The '50s were like, if they even suspected you were a communist, like they could just basically like run you out of town. Yeah, if you suspected someone was a communist, it was like the witch trials.
Well, that's
like,
what I was gonna say,
yeah. It's like it was fair game.
You know? Problem with today is like people are getting falsely accused of crimes just because people don't like them.
You report Jared as got me. It's like, well, it's a prank, bro. Chill.
It's just a prank.
It's a social experiment.
People are getting falsely accused for a lot of things. So it's like, you know, like the rape thing is huge. Girl comes out, this guy's got money. Accuse him of rape, ruin his life.
Oh, did you see that one girl that it was with like a
football player,
right?
Yeah,
like she had DMs.
Which one, bro?
Well, yeah.
No, this is a big one.
No, this is a big one. She had DMs with like her best friend, and like, you know, her best friend was like, oh, he's got that bag, you know, he's got money, this and that, you know, and then the girl was like, yeah, I got to find a way to make him like choke me, this and that.
Oh my God.
And then, then he ended up getting arrested. Like, because she called rape, yeah, and then the friend felt bad, and she released, like, the DMs, the screenshots, and, like, the news went and, like, asked her questions, like, oh, then why did you say this? Why did you say this? Why did you say you want that money? You got to find a way to get that money, like, this, and then, like, she just, like, she had to have been prepped on it, because she was deferring, you know, like a politician.
You could easily argue, like, I was joking. Like, I didn't think she'd actually do it.
So is he safe
well,
now?
Well, they weren't worried about the friend. They were just worried about her. Because the friend...
Oh, you're talking... They were talking about... They were asking questions to the...
The actual girl.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
I was going to say, yeah. Cause the way I view it is the friend's like, oh, yeah, get that bag.
And yeah, which is fine. Seriously. Yeah.
And so then, is he exonerated now, or... We're still going on.
I don't know. I think. Well, yeah, he is. Yeah, because he went back to the NFL draft, I think. But cool. You know, they took his like life away for, you know, what, 2 years, 3 years, and then they expect it to go back to normal.
So if he's not gonna happen. Let's say his sentence was going to be like 4 years prison or whatever. I think her sentence should be the equivalent of what his would have been. I think the rule should be if you falsely accuse someone of a crime and they go to jail for or they're supposed to go to prison for X amount of years, you should get that same punishment.
Yeah, I guess the whole thing behind that, though, is that they don't want people to not report it because they're afraid that.
It comes down to the unreasonable doubt thing. So then it becomes, okay, well, if we can't prove either side without reasonable doubt, then nothing happens. Because, you know, in a criminal case, it's like the prosecution has to prove it unequivocally, 100%. And if they don't, the guy walks free. So it should be the same thing.
There was a guy that shot his wife recently because, like, she...
Wait, hold on.
Look at that.
That's a Sharpie.
That is a Sharpie on my cigar.
I'm taking a picture. Do you see that? That's legitimately, like, Sharpie.
Yeah.
I've had two hairs on my cigars. So now you have a Sharpie on yours.
So I took off the wrapper on the cigar for the viewers or the listeners. And there's a Sharpie mark on my cigar. Show that to the camera.
And Mark, can you please stand up and show the camera that you don't have any Sharpies on you right now?
The camera was on him. I mean,
that's crazy.
Dang, you really did crack that glass. I didn't even see that.
You thought I was joking?
No, I saw the nick. I didn't see that there was a freaking crack.
It was here when I got here, so it must have happened when, you know, someone was cleaning it.
I will say, though, since I took off the wrapper, this cigar tastes way better.
Joe's going to be a great president, blaming other people right away.
It was Russia.
Is it bad to smoke Sharpie?
I think that's the mark that tells you to stop smoking.
It looks like the mark on where the wrapper should be, but I don't know why they would put that on the...
That's crazy. I would say I've never seen that, but I also don't take the wrapper off every single cigar I smoke, so...
Yeah, that's wild.
That's so crazy.
Can you die from smoking Sharpie? ChatGPT.
I mean, you can get high from sniffing it, so...
Huh. I should email the company.
We can just find out.
I'm going to email them.
He's checking his cigar.
No, I'm curious. What if it's common practice?
I don't think it's common practice.
That would be insane. I've had plenty of cigars that have unraveled or the wrapper has been taken off. I've never seen that.
I've never seen that. It's wild.
That is wild.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Chat, are you seeing this?
Using a Sharpie marker on a cigar, which may then come in contact with mouth, is not recommended. So,
is that ChatGPT?
Yeah, it says toxic inhaled chemicals ingested significant amounts, bad for you.
I just don't want to put my full name on this.
Do you know which Sharpie was used?
It was an edible Sharpie.
It was a black one.
I don't want to use my main email either.
Why
the fuck it?
You are a paying customer. You have rights as an American consumer.
If it's a Magnum, king size, or furniture touch-up Sharpie, it may contain xylene, which is a solvent, which is hazardous.
That just sounds bad. Yeah,
but yeah, did you guys see that case where the guy shot his wife, and like, I don't know if she died or, but he pled guilty to it, but he pled like
insanity.
No, like aggression or something, because there's like a certain law where you could claim that you weren't in the right headspace because you were, you know, angry about something.
So there is like a law about if you walk in on like your wife cheating on you, and in the moment you're like really, really upset. It's like lover's quarrel or something.
Yeah,
and then you react, something like that.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, so that's what happened. And the guy's like,
"This basically Alex every time before the podcast when he's angry at us."
But he ended up,
"Your Honor, I came in. They were 30 minutes late. They were fucking around."
But he ended up only getting 6 years, and then like, you know, possible early release in 3 years. You know, and like people are like, "Oh, well, that's messed up, this and that." And they're like, the jury, who was the jury? And it was an all-female jury that agreed that, like, yeah, you know, we understand that he shot his wife. He's guilty for that. But, you know, we also understand that, you know, why he would do that in the moment. You know what I mean? Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
I think
I personally don't think that should be like a defense.
Well, it's not defense. You're literally...
Yeah, I know, but it got dropped down like a second-degree murder.
No, I think it was still first degree.
It got dropped to second degree, and he has 10 years.
But did they just go, like, they brought back the punishment, or... Like, the punishment wasn't as harsh as it was going to be?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
So he got 10 years, but possibility of parole after 5 years.
Okay.
That seems a little too light, to be honest.
I agree that... I mean, if you wrongfully kill someone, that's pretty bad, regardless of the circumstances.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You know, unless it's like, wrongfully. I'm talking about wrongfully, like they didn't deserve it. Excluding self-defense, Castle Doctrine, all that stuff. Yeah, so. Anyway, cigars are good.
Mine was good until I took off the wrapper.
Mine was bad until I took off the wrapper.
This Alec Bradley was good. Actually, yeah, it was really good. I'd smoke it again. Jared?
It's Candela.
Enough said.
Yeah, I mean, it's a once a year thing.
You didn't wear a green shirt, though.
Nice try.
All right, we're going to wrap it up. Thanks for tuning into this episode of the Cigar Guys, and we'll see you next time. Take care.
Yeah.
Were we recording this whole time?
No. Were we?
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Cigar Guys podcast. Make sure you subscribe and hit that notification bell so you can stay up to date with all the latest episodes. Looking for short form content? Check out all our social media accounts in the description below.
What? That's not green.
Are you tired?
I don't, I can't, I don't know the color.
I say you are actually colorblind.
I tried you knew to put on a green shirt.
That's it's a labeled. Good point.
It's labeled. I bought a label.
Oh, that's actually
wait, but how do you hang them back up?
It's like color-coded.
Oh, so if it matches.
I can't believe you're that colorblind.
Michelle used to do my laundry, then actually put it in color and group it by color, so it was like really easy for me to.
You can't so do that anymore.
He would just go. He would go. Red, one, two, three, orange. Yeah.
Pretty much.
A villager. TAA exclusive. That's how I'm gonna say it.
TAA.
Because it's TAA.
This is gonna suck.
Oh. Yeah.
It smells terrible.
Yeah, this mine smells bad too.
The leaf smells like shit. That was like the worst smelling cigar I've ever you've ever smelled.
Of course. Something's wrong with your phone.
Whose phone?
You.
Watching too much porn on it, bro.
I was like, here's another Android joke, but it's not me this time.
Wait for it. Wait. Pause.
Porn on this crash.
It's always something.
Please follow our port.
I might as well just start smoking this. It's still fucking big.
You gonna pass that around a little bit?
Can you relax? My chair needs
to relax. See, someone needs to be recording this.
I am.
I feel like we should each buy our own lounge chairs and change our setup.
Yeah, go back to the connection.
To the connection?
I'm not buying shit.
No, I say each buy our own.
Buy our own what?
Again, I'm not buying shit.
Lounge chairs.
You guys can split one.
73.2.
It's the same thing.
You guys can go three-way on my chair.
Whoa.
What?
Can you,
God, Jerry, what the fuck is on your phone?
Can you turn it ever...
There's my other phone.
Is it a trap phone?
Can you turn it ever so slightly towards Mark?
Oh, does it have a sweet tip?
That's fine.
I don't think it's supposed to. Where's that? Where'd I put that?
Is it Candela, bro?
No, this definitely has a sweet tip.
Okay.
Oh, maybe not.
Are we recording?
Are we recording?
Testing.
We are recording. Can you get out of my camera?
Oh, look at my hat. Testing, right. Testing, 1, 2, 3, you are watching the Cigar Guys TV on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, welcome back to the Cigar Guys, and today we will be...
We're not using this.
All right.